think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the ex-Volkswagen CEO Herbert Diess has criticized Musk and Tesla in the German press. Ford EVs add karaoke mode and EV sales are forecasted to surge in Europe. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why the latest research around EVs and air quality might just shock you. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 19th of September. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Welcome to a new Patreon, executive producer Ed Sutton. Well, thank you, Ed, for signing up at the, I would say, premium tier for individuals. A lot of organizations and businesses and some individuals like to be a partner of the podcast. It's around $40, $50 a month, I think, depending on where you live and the conversion. Ed is an executive producer. You get your name in the show notes every day. So check out the website, evnewsdaily.com, or your podcast feed. Patreon supporters also get these shows ad-free at every level. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, the Stingray karaoke app is coming to the Ford EVs. It boasts a variety of music genres in 38 different languages. When the vehicle is parked, lyrics are displayed on the screen, enabling the singing experience seamlessly from inside the car. In scenarios where the car is in motion, passengers can still join in, but by using their smartphones. A QR code appears on the display when a front seat passenger with a fastened seatbelt is detected, allowing them to manage the karaoke session without logging into the app. The rollout of the karaoke feature will commence with software updates on the Ford F-150 Lightning first of all, then the Mustang Mach-E in Canada, Mexico and Europe. And of course, if you are charging maybe for 10, 15, 20 minutes in your Ford EV, you can now while the time away with a bit of singing. Now, let's talk a little bit about electric vehicle sales surging, forecasted to surge at least to meet EU targets. So that's the thing about politicians interfering with free markets is sometimes, it can have the desired effect because the European Union, here in the UK, we've got a similar thing called ZEV targets, are aiming at not dictating the fuel. No one's saying you've got to make EVs. You could make hydrogen cars if you want to. It's all about emissions and things like that. So technologically agnostic, although you and I know that EV is the way to do it. But if they can run cars on magic fairy dust, hey, you go do it. We're not telling you how to run your cars. We're telling you not to spew toxic chemicals out the back of them. A new analysis today shows that BEVs, battery electric vehicles, are forecasted to account for between 20% and 24% of all new car sales in Europe by the beginning of 2025. And that's driven by an anticipated influx of affordable models and a growing consumer base over the course of the next 12 months. So by the end of 2025, across Europe, we could be looking at around 24%. It's a crucial shift as manufacturers are going to comply with more stringent EU emissions targets. Although, as I told you yesterday, some of the car makers, not Stellantis, who they say they're ready for it, have gone, what's this? What's this? New rules? No one told us. We want 2 more years. So they are trying to now argue that they can't hit these targets, which have been around since in forms 2017 and 2020. It's been coming. Everyone knows. And now they're going, oh, we can't do that. It's far. No one told us. We need 2 more years. Ridiculous. Come on. Get on with it. According to a report from Transport and Environment, T&E, the expected rise in pure BEV sales will play a crucial role in meeting those CO2 reduction goals set by the European Union. The analysis indicates that BEVs will be responsible for 60% of the necessary emissions cuts needed by automakers next year, with 7 new fully electric models arriving in the next 12 months below €25,000. Lucien Mathieu, T&E's cars director, emphasising that, and I quote, 2025 will be a great year for Europeans in the market for an electric car, end quote, highlighting the importance of affordable options as well. While BEVs will be the primary drivers of reducing the emissions, Stellantis and Volkswagen have leaned into plug-in hybrids and hybrids as well, which have led to CO2 reductions. And BMW anticipates plug-in hybrids will be 18% of the necessary reductions in their business. There's an alternative strategy for car makers who struggle to meet the targets. You can form a partnership, a pool, if you like, with other car makers who aren't going to struggle. So here's looking at you, well, Tesla. They don't have any emissions. For instance, if Volkswagen collaborates with Tesla, its requirement for BEV sales would drop to 17%, a notable reduction from the 22% projected. A partnership between Ford and Volvo could see the BEV share of Ford sales decrease to 9%. From 21%. And Ford is one of the companies in the UK, at least, that is looking to wildly swing and miss on their ZEV targets, which here in the UK, different to EU, like I say, but a certain proportion of your cars that you sell each year are going to have to be zero emissions. And Ford are, if not the bottom of the league table, got work to do. I wouldn't be surprised to see more right-hand drive Mach-Es arriving. And obviously, they've got the Transit as well. Now we have got the plug-in Ranger and the Ford Explorer built on, which is their take on the VW ID4. It's on the MEB platform, collaboration there between VW and Ford. And so I would expect Ford to be offering towards the end of the year some stellar deals. Look out for those, by the way. You might get yourself a real deal. Might be cheaper for Ford to sell you a car at a stellar deal than pay the fines or, like I say, pay other car makers to use some of their excess credits. All right, let's move on. And Škoda is a company who, I love. I've had a Škoda Octavia before my EV days. I had a VRS, the one that a lot of police forces use in the UK on the motorways. People used to pull over a lot when I was on the motorway, doing about 70 ish miles an hour. It was a great car, fabulous car, all Audi bits inside it as well. When you lift the bonnet and do a bit of servicing myself, those days, oily bits, long gone. I quite fancy a weekend project actually, because I'm not so evangelical about EVs that I wouldn't mind a little weekend project when time allows. We do have a garage, which is not used to garage a car, like most people's garages. But still, the Škoda brand, very close to my heart, and Škoda's Superb, which is the big one, the Superb IV. It's a plug-in hybrid, and it's been gaining attention with its latest model, with a focus on performance and comfort. It's now one of the leaders in its class. So they've added a 25.7 kilowatt hour battery for all electric range of 84 miles, that's 135 kilometers WLTP. An electric motor that can independently power the car or work with the internal combustion engine, separated by a clutch. It also serves as the engine starter. The battery benefits from an integrated water cooling system, while the ability to charge via DC power adds convenience, and we always like cars with plug sockets on the side on this podcast. With a peak charging rate of 50 kilowatts, you're only really... and it can, by the way, CCS charge, it would be about 26 minutes, which is great, although most people would charge this at home, I suggest. A great sound system in this, privacy glass, 13-inch infotainment display, adaptive cruise, what else? Leather interior, electric seats, and park assist functions, massage seats, I think, in this as well. You get a load of spec for not a huge amount of money. Well, I say that. It starts at 40 grand and goes to 50 grand, and the car tax, so-called expensive car supplement that we have to pay, is still 40 grand. And, you know, you can get a top-spec Vox, you know, Astra. That's a good example. Spec an Astra all the way to the top, you know, over 40 grand. 40 grand used to be, you know, premium vehicles. Now it's an average family car. But up against the Peugeot 508, the BMW 330e, Volvo V60. I think this would be a really, really compelling car to look at. If you want a plug-in hybrid, not ready for full BEV yet, that's okay. All right, headline story today, and let's talk Herbert Diess. Now, Herbert Diess, once a keen supporter of Tesla, has now been openly critical of the EV manufacturer. In a recent discussion, he pointed out that Tesla has a declining position in the premium market, that the company's moved away from its innovative roots under its current guidance of Elon Musk. Now, Diess is the former CEO of Volkswagen Group and one of the leaders in the global automotive industry that was closest to Elon Musk, if you go back a few years. I even called it a bromance on this podcast, I think, at one point. Well, he is no longer the CEO of Volkswagen Group. He's the current chairman of Infineon's supervisory board. And he was talking to the German publication Wirtschaftswoche. Now, I'm okay with French, Italian, Spanish. Not bad. I'll have a go at most European languages, but German really trips me up. Never learned it at school. So I think that either means Business Week or Economy Week in German. Wirtschaftswoche or Woche. I'm sorry, my German listeners, my native Germans, if I've just butchered your language, I'm so sorry. He recognised that Tesla's initial success was there, but expressed concern about the current path that Elon Musk is taking Tesla on. He said Tesla has shown significant weaknesses, and he predicts difficulties in remaining its status because of what he says is a stagnation in product development and a limited model lineup. Yeah, that's true. It is, on the other hand, simple, like Apple's product lineup. It is a little more complicated than it used to be, but at times has been very simple. Tesla's paint choice, very simple. You could say that it's very efficient rather than limited. Stagnant, I would agree on from the outside perspective. Now, if you know, you know. Like, if you know the new Model 3 Highland, it's a really good upgrade, but it does look the same as the old one. But it's a very, very good iteration. They've made what was a great Model 3 even better, by the way. Model Y Juniper coming, we think, by the end of the year. I'm expecting good things. Model S, Model X, good iterations. But if you don't know, you might think, well, those cars are 10 years old. They're really stale. I don't think they're stagnating, but either way. He said, and I quote, and I'm translating this again from the website that I found it, thanks to my RSS reader that does, it does some AI translation for me. And so I'm going on that. He said, and I quote, Tesla has done too little recently. End quote. Well, according to Herbert Diess, ongoing price cuts and the insufficient product variety has threatened Tesla's status as a leading EV maker. He mentioned that competitors like Waymo and Pony in China are far more advanced on autonomous driving. His comments reflect the trend of there is declining sales at Tesla, and they have underused manufacturing. That is not up for debate. That is just a statement of fact. And they have been aggressively discounting or giving incentives, 0% finance. But yeah, so is everyone at times. Herbert Diess's earlier admiration for Elon Musk has now diminished because of Elon Musk's distractions, particularly his involvement with social media and now his more recent involvement in politics. And he thinks that they're affecting Tesla's focus and Tesla's reputation for innovation. They have a history of collaborating. Deese now sees Musk as a more of a negative force at Tesla, as diverting attention from the mission. Isn't that interesting? Wow. He's a very senior person who knows Musk personally and is disappointed in him. His entrepreneurial spirit seems to have left Tesla, but maybe he's letting his management team run Tesla, if I'm going to give the opposite side of, or the Tesla side of the story here. There's no doubt that Elon Musk is, you know, deep into social media world these days, and deep into political world, which I can absolutely take and leave, by the way. Not interested at all in his politics. Not interested in robotaxis or robots or humanoid thing. I like cars. And so if that's where Tesla's going, I'm less interested in Tesla these days. But they've done an amazing job to get us where we are. What do you think of Herbert Diess's comments? Let me know. I'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some EV vans and air quality and EVs. Stick around, back in a moment.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hi, welcome back to the podcast. The relationship between air quality and life expectancy isn't just a theory. It's a reality supported by research. A big study has revealed the strong connection between areas that have a higher proportion of EVs and lower poor standards in air quality. They looked at urban areas here, by the way. The investigation focused on cities and where they could measure the level of EV adoption, where they could measure zero emission vehicles on a per capita basis. And then they thoroughly analysed those areas that buy a lot of EVs and any change in PM2.5. It's a particulate matter. PM2.5, fine particulates, really. So that is, what, 2.5 microns in diameter or smaller? That poses serious health risks, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, amongst many who warn against this. And it showed that a reduction in PM2.5 can lead to an increase in life expectancy as a result of cleaner air. Now, that cleaner air was found in areas with a higher proportion of electric vehicles. This could be correlation, not necessarily causation, but it's a very strong link. The data indicates that there's a notable reduction, and they do call it correlation. They say it's a very clear correlation. Where EVs proliferate, urban environments have better PM2.5 levels. So that is yet another data point. I must do these stories monthly on this podcast about how another study's been done, how another trial, you know, another clinical trial that has got gold standards of research, and it shows this time and time again. Increased air quality caused by more EVs, particularly commercial vehicles, and better health outcomes. And if you are not some tree-hugging greenie like me, if you want to call me that, I mean, I'm really not, and if you are a hard-nosed capitalist that only cares about the bottom line and none of this tree-huggy stuff, then have a look at the cost to economies on healthcare caused by poor air quality, and look at the money you can save and put to the bottom line, or just reduce taxes when we haven't got to think about healthcare because of poor air quality. I mean, you can cut this cake many ways, and it applies time and time again. And it's an argument that should always be made. All right, a couple more stories that we'll talk about today. A long-range Peugeot coming up, and also Bollinger getting up and underway, which is very good news. But first of all, I want to talk about this story, which I think is really interesting, and that is another MPV. Call it minivan if you like. We don't. We call them minivans. The LEVC L380. Now, it's not coming to the UK yet. I think we're about a year or 18 months away from it. It's the L380 enters a segment which hasn't, and I mentioned this yesterday on the podcast that this story was coming, hasn't really had much innovation in and around it. Yes, the Mercedes V-Class and things like that. But LEVC, known for its iconic London black cabs, which is a range extender black cab, and of course owned by Geely, have now got a spacious minivan, if you want to call it that, or MPV, coming certainly to the Chinese market and the UK market. Like I say, it's an 8-seater, 2+2+2+2, which is amazing. This thing is huge. It's even about the same length, if a smidge shorter than Mercedes V-Class. But because it's an EV, designed to be an EV from the ground up, maximizes passenger comfort. The last two rows aren't fully reclining captain's chairs, but there's two rows of fully reclining captain's chairs. So in the second and third rows, you can relax completely. There's leg rests. There's a rail system that means all the seating is completely versatile. And if you do need to use the fourth row, they're a little, those seats are very usable by adults, by the way. They're not captain's chairs, but they will rotate around. And so you can open up the back of the vehicle and sit looking outwards, as it were. They call it fishing mode. I love that. And then, of course, the seats do turn around, so you can have the, you know, four seats facing each other for more of a lounge type feel. It's got air suspension, loads of specs that'll be great for certainly our notoriously bad roads. Level 2 driver assistance. And in terms of the specs, you know, that, you know, you want me to get to those really. It's got a single rear mounted motor of 200 kilowatts, or a dual motor system that'll do your 0 to 60 in 5.5 seconds in a minivan. In an MPV, which is brilliant, because normally they take forever, like the Mercedes-Benz EQV, which is something like, is it 10 or 12 seconds? I need to go check it. It's a pretty slow vehicle. Why do you want to do, you know, a 5-second sprint to 60 in this van? Because why not? 140 kilowatt hour battery is going to get you, you know, well over 300 miles of real world range, I think. Possibly even more, maybe, you know, 400, depending on if it's around town, or, you know, maybe doing the odd airport run. That'd be amazing. 260 kilowatt DC fast charging. Bring that vehicle here now, please, LEVC. But starting in China, coming to the UK, like I say, maybe a year away. Peugeot's latest announcements about the E3008 reveals that the SUV has a WLTP range of, are you sitting down, 435 miles or 700 kilometres. The E3008 is a smaller family car, but it still fits a family very comfortably. 98 kilowatt hour battery and really efficient powertrain to do 435 miles WLTP. Starts at £48,000, so it's not cheap, but it's about £2,700 more than the current model, which has a smaller 73 kilowatt hour battery. There is a plug-in version of this as well. It does about 50 miles of range, but plug-in hybrid. But we want to know all about the electric version, don't we? And that is a huge range to go on the bigger battery. We've been waiting for the bigger battery, by the way, because the 73 kilowatt hour battery has been on sale for a while, both the 3008 and the E5008. But that big battery, now it's finally here on the UK market. Like I say, about 46 grand for the small one and about 3 grand more for the big battery. That puts it way ahead of the Tesla Model Y, ahead of the Ford Explorer in terms of range, but very competitively priced on price. And so I would go the big, if you can go for the bigger battery, then absolutely go and order it. Now, it's not with customers yet. You can order it now, but it will be a few months before it arrives in dealers and on driveways. That is really, really exciting. The upcoming 98 kilowatt hour model has an increase of 227 horsepower and DC fast charging, peaking at 160 kilowatts. All right, a few more stories to get to today. BP is diverging and selling wind assets, but investing in EV infrastructure, changing its approach to low-carbon technologies. They're going to sell their US onshore business and put the money into building high-speed EV charging stations. The move highlights the challenges that oil companies face. They want to be known for investing in renewables, but of course still making a ton of money out of fossil fuels. BP's Executive Vice President William Lin said that while their US wind assets are high quality, they don't align with their growth goals. They're going to sell those and go for more EV charging, which is very interesting. Now, Bollinger Motors is making a significant transformation, and they have got their new Bollinger B4 on the market. Is it actually with fleet customers? I need to double check that, but it is certainly going into production now for their Class 4 electric trucks. And impressive specification, payload capacity of 5,000 pounds, that's 2,200 kilograms. It'll tow 7,500 pounds or 3,400 kilograms. Dual electric motor, 600 horsepower, 120 kilowatt hour battery on this. And so, you know, a proper working vehicle. It'll begin production, the B4, if not soon, then in the very near future, and those fleet operators can finally get them. The new electric Mini John Cooper Works, that's a special edition hatchback, has been revealed through the Chinese government filings. We love this little website that tells us that a new vehicle is coming. I'm sure the car makers hate it, but they know it's coming. So now we see it and we get the specs. And if you're a Mini fan, if you're a Mini brand fan, it's a bit special. It's got more power, 255 horsepower, front-wheel drive, 1,600 kilograms in weight, and 0-62, not been announced, but it'll be quicker than the Mini Cooper SE's 6.7 seconds, using the same 50 kilowatt-hour battery as the Cooper SE. In addition to the hatchback, the new Mini Aceman JCW crossover has been revealed. Blacked-out front trim, more aggressive body skirting, and the same more powerful motor. Now, also at the IAA transportation event, a few more things we can talk about that. Have we got time? Yeah, I reckon we have. Let's talk a little bit about the compact electric van from Ford, the E-Transit Courier. So the Transit is the big panel van, the typical kind of so-called cliche white van man here in the UK that drives a big Transit van. The Courier is the smaller, it's, you know, it's more car size, but it is a you know, van in the back. It'll fit a pallet is the best way to, if I can describe that to my international listeners. And initially unveiled about 18 months ago, it's now been upgraded. The new electric model has a usable battery capacity of 43 kilowatts, and so 186 miles WLTP or 300 kilometers WLTP. The E-Transit Courier has a 700 kilogram payload, that's 1,500 pounds, 25% more cargo space compared to the outgoing model, charging at 100 kilowatts DC, so maybe you'll be, you know, 23, 25 minutes to get to 80%. And it's improved the regen. It's got a proper one pedal driving experience now. Two 12 inch displays with the latest Ford Sync 4 software. Production of the E-Transit Courier starts late this year. Deliveries will be early 2025. At the IAA event, the E-Transit Courier was also alongside the other electric variants from Ford, like the E-Transit, the E-Transit Custom, and the Transit Connect plug-in hybrid. Another big truck announcement was Maxus, which is a subsidiary of Chinese SAIC Group, behind MG and more. And they introduced the e-Terran 9, and they say it's the first all-wheel drive pickup in Europe. And I thought, but what about the previous Maxus? Yeah, that was right. It was two-wheel drive, wasn't it? The old truck they used to sell, the EV truck. This is an all-wheel drive truck, dual motor, 102 kilowatt hour battery, 267 miles EPA, 430 kilometers, 620 kilograms of payload, that's 1,300 pounds, and a 3.5-ton towing capacity, that's 7,700 pounds. Vehicle to load, and sales start in Q4. If you want an all-wheel drive, long-range, vehicle-to-loading truck with a bed and a payload and a tow capacity that's all competitive, 2.2-kilowatt sockets in the front trunk, and along with 6.6 kilowatts of external connection for, in total, for power tools and appliances and things like that. So that, I think, is brilliant and much needed. And that is your podcast for today. Thank you very much for listening to another long show. I appreciate your time. As always, I respect it. Thank you very much for tuning in, and anyone on Patreon as well who contributes financially to the future and the growth of this podcast. I really, really appreciate it, and particularly to anyone who's signed up recently. Thank you so much. Our premium partners are Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. And always remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase